વાસુદેવાય ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય સો ટુડે વિલ બી રીડિંગ ફ્રોમ શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ ફોર્થ કાન્ટો ચેપ્ટર 30 ધ એક્ટિવિટીઝ ઓફ ધ પ્રચેતા એન્ડ ટેક્સ્ટ ટુડે વી વિલ રીડ 6 પ્લીઝ રિપીટ આફ્ટર મી કાશિષ્ણુના કનકવર્ણ વિભૂષણેન ભ્રાજત કપોલબદનો વિલસત કિરીટઃ અષ્ટાયુધૈરનુચરૈર્મુનિભિઃ સુરેન્દ્રૈઃ આસેવિતો ગરુણ કિન્નર ગીત કીર્તિઃ કાશિષ્ણુના કનકવર્ણ વિભૂષણેન ભ્રાજત કપોલબદનો વિલસત કિરીટઃ અષ્ટાયુધૈરનુચરૈર્મુનિભિઃ સુરેન્દ્રૈઃ આસેવિતો ગરુડ કિન્નર ગીત કીર્તિઃ કાશિષ્ણુના કનકવર્ણ વિભૂષણેન ભ્રાજત કપોલબદનો વિલસત કિરીટઃ અષ્ટાયુધૈરનુચરૈર્મુનિભિઃ સુરેન્દ્રૈઃ આસેવિતો ગરુણ કિન્નર ગીત કીર્તિઃ કાશિષ્ણુના શાઇનિંગ કનક ગોલ્ડ વર્ણ કલર્ડ વિભૂષણેન વિથ ઓર્નામેન્ટ્સ ભ્રાજત શાઇનિંગ કપોલ ફોરહેડ બદન હિઝ ફેસ વિલસત ડેઝલિંગ ક્રીટ હિઝ હેમલેટ his helmet ashta 8 ayudhai with weapons anucharahi by followers munibhi by great sages sur indrahi by demigods asevito સર્વડ ગરુણ બાય ગરુણ કિન્નર ઇનહેબિટન્ટ્સ ઓફ કિન્નર પ્લાનેટ ગીત સોંગ કીર્તિ હિઝ ગ્લોરીઝ ટ્રાન્સલેશન એન્ડ પોર્ટ્રેટ બાય શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ જય શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ કી The Lord's face was very beautiful and his head was decorated with shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautiful situated on his head. The Lord had 8 arms which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages and other associates. దిజ్ వేర్ ఆల్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇన్ హిజ్ సర్వీస్ గరుడ ద కెరియర్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ గ్లోరిఫై ద లార్డ్స్ విత్ వేదిక్ హైమ్స్ బై ఫ్లాపింగ్ హిజ్ వింగ్స్ గరుడ అపియర్ టు బి అన్ ఇన్హాబిటెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లానెట్ నోన్ యాజ్ కిన్నర్ లోక్ జనరలీ ద విష్ణు ఫార్మ్ ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ విత్ ఫోర్ హ్యాండ్స్ హోల్డింగ్ ఫోర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ కంచ్ సెల్ డిష్ క్లబ్ అండ్ లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్ హౌ ఎవర్ హియర్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్ యాజ్ పొజెసింగ్ ఎయిట్ ఆర్మ్స్ విత్ ఎయిట్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ వీపన్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వీర్ రాఘవ్ ఆచార్య ద కన్సెల్ అండ్ ద లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో అక్సెప్టెడ్ యాజ్ వీపన్స్ సిన్స్ ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ది సుప్రీం కంట్రోలర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ హ్యాండ్ can be considered a weapon. Four hands hold four kinds of weapon and the extra four hands holds an arrow, bow, trident and snake. Sri Veer Raghav Achar described the eight weapons as shankh, chakra, gada, padma, sarang, sar, etc. A king is always accompanied by his ministers, secretaries and commanders. And Lord Vishnu is also accompanied by his followers, the demigods, great sages, saintly persons and so on. He is never alone. Consequently, there is no question of Lord's being impersonal. He is always himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates are also person. From the description given in this verse, Garuda appeared to belong to the Kinnar planet. The inhabitants of Kinnar planets have the same feature as Garuda. Their bodily features are like those of human being, but they have wings. The word Gita Kirti indicates that the inhabitants of Kinnar Lok are very expert in singing the glories of the Lord. In Brahma Samhita it is said, Jagadanda Koti Koti Su Ashesh Vasudhad Vibhuti Bhinnam. In each and every universe there are different types of planets and each planet has this distinctive feature. On the strength of this verse, we can understand that in Kinnar Lok, the inhabitants can fly with their wings. There is also a planet known as Siddha Lok, where the inhabitants can fly even without wings. Thus, each and every planet has some distinctive facility. That is the beauty of the varied creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This chapter describes the activities of Prachetas. As in previous verses this is described, we know these very celebrated incidents. Devarshi Naradji gave some spiritual instruction to Maharaj Prachin Barhi. And previously many chapter description about discussion between Devarshi Narad and Prachin Barhi. Same time Naradji have described that Prachin Barhi, the king, very celebrated king, pious king, he had 10 sons and name was only one name for all 10 sons, Pracheta. And then Maharaj Prachin Barhi ordered him, all his 10 sons, you please go to the forest, perform austerity, gain some power, mystic power, material power, and then again you return and take charge of this kingdom, rule the earthly planet. Since they were princes, Rajkumar, they were supposed to, they are expected to become a qualified rulers. For that purpose, Maharaj Prachin Bar, he sent all his 10 sons to the forest. The Prachetas, they accepted the order of their father, Maharaj Prachin Bar, and they went in the forest. While they were on the way to forest, they were searching suitable nice place where they can perform austerity. By the will of providence, by some very great fortune, they happened to come across, they happened to see Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva met him on the way, and Lord Shiva was very much pleased with all Prachetas, 10 sons of Maharaj Prachin Bari. And he gave some important instruction, and also he composed a prayer composed by Lord Shiva that was given to the Prachetas. And then this chapter described that the all sons of Maharaj Prachin Bari, 10 sons Prachetas, they have such a mystic power. They dive, they entered in the water, within the water, and they created a suitable place, palace, within the water, in the ocean, like palace, very comfortable place, without any disturbance. They reside then within the water, and for continuous 10,000 years, they perform austerity. They performed such a nice service, so much so that Lord Vishnu personally was very much pleased with them, with their austerity. And then Lord Vishnu decided to come on the spot, and Lord Vishnu wanted to give them darshan, audience, and some benediction. For that purpose, Lord Vishnu, from his Vaikunth planet, came to the place where Prachetas were performing austerity. Prachetaso antar rudhav pituradeshakarinah yap yagye natapsa puranjanam atoshayat. That type of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की, सो पितु आदेशकारिण, दे वर वेरी मच ओबेडियंट टू हिज फादर महाराज प्राचीन बरे, एंड दे परफॉर्म ऑस्टेरिटीज, दे परफॉर्म यज्ञ सेक्रीफाइस. व्हाट टाइप ऑफ सेक्रीफाइस दे परफॉर्म हियर? श्रीमद भागवतम डिस्क्राइब, देवर श्री नारद डिस्क्राइब, जप यज्ञ ना, जप यज्ञ. There are different type of यज्ञ sacrifices we are supposed to perform. But those sons of Maharaj Prachin Bari, they perform यज्ञ, जप यज्ञ ना. Means the very attentively they chanted the mantra given by Lord Shiva. In glorification, in the praise of Lord Vishnu, Shiva has compiled, composed verses, prayers that was given to them, and they recited that verses. That glorification of Krishna, name of Krishna is there. Jap yagyena, and same time opposed tapasya. Tapasya means restraining their senses from sense gratification. Certainly, no eating, no sleeping, no drinking of water. Of course, they were within the water, still they were, they did not. For continuous 10,000 years, they continued their chanting day and night. Simply they were chanting, jap jag, they were doing jap. So much so the Purusha, the Supreme Personality of God, completely become very much, absolutely become very much satisfied. दस वर्ष सहस्रांते पुरुषस्तु सनातन तेषाम आविर्भूत कृक्षम शांतेन शमयन रुचा. लॉर्ड विष्णु appeared, manifested himself right in front of them. Tesam abhirkrish. Shante na samyandrucha. Lord Vishnu is such a beautiful form, extremely beautiful form. Simply by seeing the form, all the distress disappear, could be disappeared. And how Lord came, these verses describe the beauty, extremely beautiful form of Lord Vishnu. Suvarna skandhamarudho. Lord Vishnu came, he was riding on the shoulder of Garuna. Suparna. Suparna means best, nice wings, pankh. Suparna kandhamarudho meru sringam ivamudha. वो तो कोई सहायता नहीं करता है, लेकिन मैं स्वीकार कर लेता हूँ. मेरा एक कॉन्स्टेंट कंपेनियन है कॉफ एंड कोल्ड. थैंक यू. सुपर्ण स्कंधमारूढ़ो लॉर्ड विष्णु केम टू सी परचेताज ऑन द राइडिंग ऑन द सोल्जर ऑफ गरुड़ मेरु श्रृंग मिवाम्बुद. Narad ji have described that are here. Sorry. Maitreya Muni described Meru Sringam Ivambuda. Meru, Lord was sitting on the top of Garuda and the beauty appears that there is golden Meru Parbat, Meru mountain, it is golden color, and Lord was sitting on the top of Garuda. The Garuda is compared with a golden mountain, and Lord Vishnu as a black cloud, as if some black cloud, fresh monsoon cloud is resting on the summit of mountain Meru, golden mountain. And Lord Pitavasa, Lord Vishnu body was covered with Pitavasa, Pitambar, yellow garment, yellow color. Mani Griva, and his neck, their Kaustubh Mani, locket was there. Kurvan Vitimiradisa. Lord was such a beautiful form. Due to the ornaments, different type of jewels, Mani, Lord was holding, due to effulgence of shining effulgence of the mani, our Lord Vishnu body itself, Bhitimira Disa, Lord was dissipating, removing the darkness of all direction. When Lord Krishna came there, Vishnu came there, riding on the Garuda, then he dissipated all the darkness of all direction. Such a beautiful form was there. And this verse talks about further beauty, extremely beautiful form of Lord Vishnu. Kashishnuna kanak varna vibhushanena. Kanak varna vibhushan. Lord has, kanak means gold, varna means color, vibhushan means ornament. Body was completely decorated with different type of jewel, different type of ornament. Very shining ornament. Bhrajat kapola badanu. On the top of his head, Lord has a crown, and that a golden crown was there. Vilasat kirita ashtayudhai. And Lord appeared in front of Parchetaj. He was holding he has assumed 8 arms. Usually we know, Srila Prabhupada, the description in the purport talks about. Usually we know that Lord Vishnu manifested with 4 hands. And in each hand, Lord holds some weapons or something. Sankh, Chakra, Gada and Padma. But here, Maitreya Muni described that Lord has 8 arms, and in each arm Lord has different type of weapons. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport talks about, of course Srila Prabhupada quotes the commentary of Bir Raghavachar and say when Lord appeared in eight form and Lord was holding eight different thing. Four we know, char to aap log jante hai na. When Lord manifest himself in four hands, so he is holding four objects. What are the four objects? Shankh, chakra, gada and pad. So additional four arms he has. So additional four objects also he was holding. And here it described that he was holding one arrow, sword, arrow. Lord Ramchandra holds arrow. Another hand, bow. Another trident, like Lord Shiva. And eighth one was snake. We have never experienced our Lord Vishnu holding in one hand snake. But here, for some reason, it is snake. Shankh, chakra, gada, padma, the four very celebrated one. Fifth one was arrow. Sixth one was bow. Seventh one was trident, trishul. And eighth was snake. आप लोग देखे हैं क्या कोई बाबू? We have not a snake. I don't know if it was poisonous or not. अष्टायुधर अनुचरे मुनिभि सुरेंद्र when Lord was coming in the direction of Parcheta, then he was not alone. Along with him, आशे वितो, he was served very nicely. There are some servants, sevak, servants were anuchar, munibhi, their muni, saintly person, sages were with him, and demigods, they were also accompanied with Lord Vishnu. He was not coming alone. Many saintly person, sadhus were with him, other saintly person, and then ashtayudhe anucharai munibhi surendrai ashe vito garuna ki nargita kirti. Kinnar, different type of demigod, different variety of demigod, they were always singing, they were serving the Lord. In that situation, Lord Krishna, Vishnu came. Garuna kinnar gita kirti. Kinnar, the varieties of species of demigod, they looked like human being. It sometimes is in mind, our mind creates some, it is illusion is created, whether this is human being or some other, because their feature is that they looks like human being, but same time they have wings, they fly, and with the help of the wings they can fly in the sky. Srila Prabhupada in the purport say there are other type of celestial incident residing in celestial wing, like a siddha log. So siddha log, they can also fly in the sky without any mechanical arrangement. We also fly, you also can fly in the sky, but you need some mechanical arrangement, airplane. On your own you can fly. But siddha and kinara, of course kinara they have wing and then can fly very easily like bird. And siddha log, siddha, they can fly in any direction everywhere without. Even they have no wings. So, ase vito garuna ki nargita kirti. All they were singing the Lord's glory. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about, on the strength of this description, we can say that Lord is not impersonal. There are many persons. Almost all religious system existing on the earthly planet, they maintain, they advocate that supreme absolute reality has no form, impersonal. Almost all religious system existing on earthly planet, everyone they maintain or advocate that supreme absolute reality, truth, Brahma, Bhagavan, God, he has no form, formless. But here, so such a beautiful, extremely beautiful form is described. How someone can dare to say that Lord, the Supreme Absolute Truth has no form? ये फार्म तो अप्रिशिएट तो करते नहीं कि सुंदर है, वो कहते फार्म ही नहीं है. दे शुड अप्रिशिएट सच एक्सट्रीमली ब्यूटीफुल फार्म. जैसे एटलीस्ट दे शुड एक्सेप्ट अगली फार्म, सम फार्म, बट देखो नो हैज नो फार्म. श्रील प्रभुपाद इन दिस पर्पस टॉक्स अबाउट इम्पर्सनलिस्ट, सो कॉल स्पिरिचुअलिस्ट, साधु, सेंटली पर्सन. इसे इम्पर्सनलिस्ट आर मायावादी. They say that, of course, form is there, Lord Vishnu manifests him, but that form of Vishnu is material form. That form is the product of mode of goodness, sattva guna kaya vikar. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their conversation between Sarvam Bhattacharya, चैतन्य महाप्रभु से ईश्वर एर स्त्री विग्रह सचिदानंदकार, द लॉर्ड स्त्री विग्रह फॉर्म इज सच्चिदानंद, इट इज इटर्नल, इट इटर्नल फॉर्म इज एक्सिस्टिंग एंड फुल ऑफ नॉलेज एंड ब्लिस. सचित आनंद, इटर्निटी इज देयर, इट इज फुल ऑफ नॉलेज एंड फुल ऑफ ब्लिस. ईश्वर एर स्त्री विग्रह सचिदानंदकार, से विग्रह कहे सत्व गुणे रविकार. बट द इम्पर्सनलिस्ट दे मेंटेन, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दे से दैट एब्सोल्यूट रियलिटी ट्रूथ हैज नो फॉर्म, बट सेम टाइम दे आल्सो मेंटेन दैट व्हेन दैट एब्सोल्यूट रियलिटी ब्रह्म ही एक्सेप्ट द सत्व गुण मोड ऑफ गुडनेस, देन ड्यू टू द दिस इज द प्रोडक्ट ऑफ सत्व गुण दिस फॉर्म, दिस इज नॉट परमानेंट फॉर्म. से विग्रह कहे सत्व गुणे रविकार, दे से दैट दिस फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु दिस इज द प्रोडक्ट ऑफ मोड ऑफ गुडनेस, इट इज प्रोडक्ट ऑफ गुडनेस. एंड देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु, स्त्री विग्रह जेना माने से ही तो पाषंडी. वन हु डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट, हु डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट टू वर्शिप द ट्रांसडेंटल फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु, से ही तो पाषंडी, हिज एथिस्ट, पाखंडी. पाषंडी जानते हैं ना, एग्नोस्टिक. पाषंडी, एथिस्ट आर इन द नेम ऑफ रिलीजन दे प्रैक्टिस सम इरिलीजियस प्रैक्टिसेस थिंग, से ही तो पाषंडी. एंड चेतन अदृश्य, ए वैष्णव शुड नॉट ग्लांस ऑन देम, शुड नॉट सी, वी शुड नॉट सी. If someone maintains, advocates that Lord Vishnu has no form, or he maintains or he advocates that Vishnu's form is a product of matter, is a product of sattva-guna, so that person should not be seen by a saintly person. If someone is eager, if someone is interested to pursue spiritual progress, that person should not see impersonalist and auspicious. He is untouchable. You should not touch that one. You will be absolutely contaminated as soon as you will touch the body of impersonalist. Adrishya, he should not be seen and he should not be touched. Seita hai yamadandi. He deserves all severe punishment from Jamaraj. So there is a nice description about the beauty of Lord Vishnu. Of course, when we talk about six opulences of Lord, then one of most important aspect, opulence of the beauty of Vishnu Krishna. नलिन सुंदरम नाथ ते पदम, लॉर्ड विष्णु कृष्ण इज सच ए ब्यूटीफुल फॉर्म. इवन इट भागवतम डिस्क्राइब दैट कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ बिकम्स अट्रैक्टेड विथ हिज ओन फॉर्म, हिज ओन रूप. कृष्ण सच ए ब्यूटीफुल, सच ए एक्सट्रीमली ब्यूटीफुल फॉर्म, द विग्रह इज दैट सम टाइम कृष्ण बिकम अट्रैक्टेड, बिविल्डर टू सी हिज ओन फॉर्म. That reason why in many description Gaudiya Granth, Srimati Radharani and Gopi, they don't want to see Krishna looking on the mirror. Mirror, because if they were thinking, they were scared, if Krishna will see his own form in the mirror, he will become attracted to his own form. And we are ugly, then he will not care for us. So they never want to, then if their mirror, their gopis have to break that one. Otherwise, it happened to Krishna, see that form, then Krishna will be attracted to himself, because Krishna is so beautiful. For that reason, Srimati Radharani and Gopi, they don't like Krishna going in front of a mirror. Of course, here every day we show a mirror. We are Vaidhi Bhakti Upasana. Sorry, it is nothing wrong in our part. Every, dikhate hai na, mirror dikhate hai. Krishna can see his decoration, whether it is nicely decorated or not. But Srimati Radharani Gopi, they don't like this activity. If Srimati Radharani will come, they will snatch that your mirror and throw in, break it. So Lord has beautiful form. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is trying to mention that such a beautiful form described by Maitreya Rishi, describes such a beautiful form of Vishnu. If someone dares to say that the absolute reality has no form, or even the form which is product of matter, product of goodness, product of Satyagun, that person should not be seen, that person should not be even touched. Otherwise, simply by their association, we will become very much contaminated. Jivera kalyana lagi sutra kailo vyas, mayavadi bhashe sunle hoy sarvana. Same description, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about. Jivera kalyana lagi sutra kailo vyas. In order to, for auspicious activities, benevolent activity of all living entity, so that all living entity can get all the auspiciousness, Vedvyas, they took trouble to compile sutra, Brahma Sutra, which is considered to be the essence of all Vedic literature. Jivera kalyan lagi sutra kailo vyas, mayabadi bhashe sunle hai sarvana. But anyone, if some hears commentary on Vedanta Sutra by any impersonalist, then hoy sarvanash, he will bereft of all auspiciousness. Sarvanash. So, if really we want to appreciate, we want to be attracted to the form of Lord, then we are advised to go through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is also considered to be the topmost essence of all the Vedic literature. Chari ved dadhi bhagavat navanit mathi lena suk khai lena parikshit. Jante hai na? Chari ved dadhi, all the four Vedas are compared to dadhi. Chari ved, all the Vedic literature compared to dadhi. Chari ved dadhi bhagavat navanit, and bhagavat is butter. Navanit mathile na suk, who churned the Vedic literature, churning part, who was done by which personality? Topmost spiritualist, jnani, devotee. Mathile na suk, mathile na matlab manthan kiya. Mathile na suk, and who ate it? Mathilena suke khailena parikshit. Sukhdeva Goswami churned all the Vedic literature, presented in the form of butter, and it was presented, given to Maharaj Parikshit, and Maharaj Parikshit enjoyed, honored that Navanit. So if really we want to understand or appreciate or make any tangible progress in spiritual life, we must go through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. A transcendental form of Lord Vishnu is nicely, very nicely, elaborately described in this part. So here, for the three verses, description about the beauty of Lord Vishnu is described here. Suvarna skandhamarudho meru sringam ivamuda. Lord was sitting on the shoulder of Garuda. Garuda is compared as the Meru mountain, golden mountain, and the top of the summit of that mountain, Lord was there, and is compared that blackish monsoon cloud is there. He was sitting there. So this is the, and he was so much beautiful form that rays effulgence was coming out from Lord Vishnu, and he was dissipating, removing the darkness of all four directions. All four directions were illuminated simply by the beauty of effulgence of Lord Vishnu. Bhagavad Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Parabhasmi Shashi Surya, I am illuminating energy of the sun and the moon. Yasya prabha prabhato jagadanda koti koti shesh vasudhati vibhuti bhunam. Everything, whatever the effulgence is here, brightness is here, everything is illuminated due to illumination of Lord Vishnu's form. So again here, Kashishnuna, Kashishnuna with shining kanaka, Kashishnuna by the shining effect of. So this is the description of extremely beautiful form of Lord Vishnu is there. Further verse, next verse also describes the beauty of Lord Vishnu. However, I here stop. If you have any question or comment. Intensely, I have finished. We have, you have 5 minutes. Usually we honor prasadam 9 o'clock. So Sarang Tripataye, ki artha me khai lenas, chari ved dadhi bhagavat navanit, mathi lena suk, khai lena parichit. Okay, Mataji. Can you speak little louder, or you can take help of microphone?
How we can understand extra four deepens of Lord Vishnu? Extra four weapons.
Here it is described that Lord manifested himself, appeared in front of Prachetas, and he was holding 8 different arms. And each arm were decorated with weapons, astra.
But what meanings of these 7?
Meaning of this verse, 8 hand, and in each hand Lord has one weapon. And that weapon, even the flower is considered to be a weapon. Lotus, it is also, and conch shell, shankh. Other thing also, of course, weapon, club and shankh, weapon. So he has 8 arms, and each 8 arms were decorated by weapons, different weapons. And those weapons are shankh, chak, gada, pad, sar, baad, dhanush, Trishul, or 8th one, snake. What? Nag, snake. Anything else? Prashna hai. Puchhiye, I say time hai na. Time. Rajvidya ji. Prabhuji asking the nowadays, since it is Kaljug, even pure Mayavadi also not available. There are some Mayavadi, but still they go through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam Sarva. They are Mayavadi impersonation. So it is almost impossible to get pure Mayavadi. Achha hai na, tab to this is nahi. So by their recitation we will not be contaminated. Prabhupada is mentioning. But still, of course, originally described in the Padma Purana, and many very frequently it is quoted by Acharya, especially Vishwanath, especially Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnavat mukhod girnam putam harikatha amritam sravanam naiva kartavya sarpo shishta yathapaya. If that person is not Avaishnavat mukhod girnam, if he is not Vaishnava, he is reciting, uttering Harikatha, though Harikatha is purifying, no doubt, but still Sravan, that if that person who is not devotee of Lord Vishnu, he is not Vaishnava, then he is reciting Bhyan Srimad Bhagavatam, Putam Harikatha, we should not hear. And example, comparison, Sanatana Goswami. Sarpoch Sishta Jathapaya. Paya means milk. Very much good for your health, physical health, especially cow milk. Ajay usme bhi desi gai ka dudh hota uska to uski to koi nothing is cow milk and especially gir gai or some special breed, Indian original breed. The Sanatana Goswami Sarpo, that is very good, but that if that you have in the container and you pour, you have put some milk, nicely boiled, even you have put kesar and other thing also, if by chance a snake comes and touch this, drink few drops out of that milk. So that remaining milk should not be drink. Sarpo Shishta Yathapaya. Milk, remnant of a snake, should not be eaten or drink. So it will be harmful. So here, though it is very extremely difficult to get pure Mayavadi at moment, they are also very much mixed up, they are worshipping deity, this and many things, they are soul deity. Still some precaution is describing, especially Sanatana Goswami has quoted this word, Avaishnavat mukhod girnam putam harikatha amritam sravanam na eva kartavya sarpo shishta avashishta yathapaya. Milk touched by snake, we should not consume that one. It will be harmful for our health. We can't argue that no, milk is cow milk and it's nicely boiled and everything is okay, all nutrients there. No. Okay, so here I should. Ab to ho gaya na. Nada ji, koi push. Daksh Prajapati. Yes. Daksh Prajapati, originally he was son of Brahma, and we know the very much celebrated incident that he was killed by Birbhadra. His head was chopped off. Again, by some compromise took place, and Shiva also became satisfied, and one goat head was joined with, and he was brought back in life. So Daksh Prajapati, when he was going in front of mirror, I said the goat, he was very much embarrassed, and same time that whole incident he could remember, offending Lord Shiva and Vaishnava Aparata, he was not very much satisfied. So he gave up that body, and again he took birth as a son of Prachetas. There were 10. Mother was Brakshi. Her name was Brakshi mother. And he appeared as the son of Prachetas. But since tendency was in this lifetime, also he committed offense. That time he offended Lord Shiva. And this time he is the one who cursed Narada Rishi. So because that far, because whenever he was coming in front of the mirror, the goat, why, how come that I have goat head? So everything was reminded, he was reminded, oh, I did this, I did things, oh, so humiliation by there. So he was not very much pleased. हता ना एक बार देखा तो जब ही आता था तो लगता गोट का बकरे का मुंह क्यों है, क्योंकि मैं झगड़ा किया था, शिव जी का अपमान किया था, वही याद आता था तो बड़ा अरे बरे तो खराब, आपके जीवन में कोई खराब घटना घटी उसको याद आता है, अच्छा नहीं लगता है ना, तो ऐसे डिस्कस्टेड था. सो ही गेव अप दैट बॉडी एंड अगेन टूक बर्थ एज सन ऑफ प्रचेता. That I part also don't remember that one. Bhrigu Muni, he was also humiliated by the pluck out the whole beard. And for a sadhu, he has not a scant devotee, it's a big, they are very much proud of their beard, nice beard hanging up to chest. And uprooted, he was humiliated. But again, he took birth again. Okay, that unfortunately I don't remember. Okay, so here we should stop. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.